أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 161 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous verse, Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا, that they are those people that deviate from the straight path, the guidance that Allah Ta'ala had granted. And we discussed, one is that a person innovates insofar as the Shariat and the Deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is concerned, and that becomes a point of deviation from the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala says, Man ja'a bil hasanati, whoever brings, whoever comes with al-hasana, one hasana, falahu ashru amthaliha, then for him is 10 the likes thereof. Hasana here refers to a good deed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is setting down the rules, and this rule is filled with the mercy and the rahmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ, and whoever comes with السَّيِّئَةِ, evil, فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا, he will not be recompensed but its equivalence. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, and they will not be oppressed. Zulam will not be made upon them. In the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains this, that a person brings a good deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very important aspect of this ayat is Allah ta'ala didn't say, man amila hasanatan, or man amila al-hasanata, that person that practiced one good deed. Allah Ta'ala is saying, Man ja'a bil hasana, that person that brings, comes with a good deed. Where does he bring it to? That is the question. And he brings it to the day of Qiyamah. He passes this entire life with the good deeds that he has carried. At the time of maut, that good deeds remained with the person in the qabr, and then tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, he now presents all these good deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it follows from here that a person carries out a good deed, he should not abort that deed, he should not nullify that deed, he should not cancel that deed. What are the factors that will cancel the deed of an individual? Sometimes we begin an action and we complete an action with a great deal of ikhlas and sincerity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then what happens imminently is that we begin ostentation, we begin to speak about that deed, and it loses its value in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So that is not the deed we are going to take with us, carry it with us onto the plains of resurrection. That is a deed that is going to get lost. Allah Ta'ala says, لا تبطل الصدقات بالمن والأذى. A person gives out sadaqah, he gives out charity. But then what he does, one of two things, man and adha. Man, he begins to speak about the favor that he incurred to the person, upon the person, or to others regarding his favor he had done upon the person. He gave charity, he was hopeful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward, but what had happened, that his nafs got the better of him, and the result was that he began to speak about it, and he began to show the favor, or adha, or he created some harm to the person that he had given the charity. So those charities are lost on the way, and a person then loses it. So what the message of the ayat first is this, that man ja'a bil hasana, that person that comes with, that person that brings al hasana, the good deed, he brings it onto the day of Qiyamah, and he presents it to Allah Ta'ala, or rather Allah Ta'ala will have it stored for him, and Allah will present it to him, and Allah Ta'ala will show him these deeds. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person that brings one deed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant him the reward of 10 thereof, And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says 700. It can go up to 700. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can multiply for whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires. And that will depend on the ikhlas, depend on the sincerity of an individual. Few people carried out the same deed. One person loses it because of ostentation. There is no reward. One person gets 10 rewards because he didn't have that level of ikhlas. Another person gets 700 rewards for the same deed. And one person gets yudha'ifu liman yasha, multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as many times as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person that intended the good deed but didn't carry out the good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives him that one reward for just the intention of the good deed. And this intention comes to azam. In other words, he became resolute, he became determined to carry it out, but for some reason he was unable to do so. Allah ta'ala will still reward him one. Then a person intended to carry out an ill deed, but then he does not carry out that ill deed because of the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him one reward. And then if he carries out that ill deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense him one ill deed. In other words, Allah ta'ala will not multiply. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that individual. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expresses the same theme, but he says that if in Allah ta'ala in hadith Qudsi, Allah ta'ala is saying that my banda, if you come with an earth filled with sin, you come with an earth full of wrongdoings, and you come to me and you seek tawbah from me, I will come with the equivalence of rahmah and maghfirah. In other words, I will forgive you all of it. So such is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, such is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Then Allah ta'ala says, وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Both the groups, the person that brought the good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not diminish from that good deed without any reason. And that person that brought an ill deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish more than the person had carried out the ill deed. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us very many messages. As many deeds that we can carry out, let us do it. But the very important aspect is this, man ja'a bil hasana. We need to take these deeds with us tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward us for it. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.